Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srimati Kunti said, O Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you, because you are the original personality and are unaffected by the qualities of the material world. You are existing both within and without everything, yet you are invisible to all. Purport. Srimati Kunti Devi was quite aware that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Although he was playing the part of her nephew, such an enlightened lady could not commit a mistake by offering obeisances unto her nephew. Therefore, she addressed him as the original Purusha beyond the material cosmos. Although all living entities are also transcendental, they are neither original nor infallible. The living entities are apt to fall down under the clutches of material nature, but the Lord is never like that. In the Vedas, therefore, he is described as the chief amongst all living entities, Nitya Nityanam, Chetnas Chetanam. Then again, he is addressed as Ishra, or the controller. The living entities of the demigod like Chandra and Surya are also to some extent Ishra, but none of them is the supreme Ishra or the ultimate controller. He is the Parameshwara or the super soul. He is both within and without. Although he was present before Srimati Kunti as a nephew, he was also within her and everyone else. In the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, the Lord says, I am situated in everyone's heart. Only due to me, one remembers, forgets, and in cognizant, etc. Through all the Vedas, I am to be known because I am the compiler of the Vedas and I am the teacher of the Vedanta. Queen Kunti affirms that the Lord, although both within and without all living beings, is still invisible. The Lord is, so to speak, a puzzle for the common men. Queen Kunti experienced personally that Lord Krishna was present before her, yet he enters within the womb of Uttara to save her embryo from the attack of Ashwasthama Brahmastra. Kunti herself was puzzled about whether Sri Krishna is all pervasive or localized. In fact, he is both, but he reserves the right of not being exposed to person who has not surrendered souls. This checking certain is called a Maya energy of the Supreme Lord. It controls the limited visions of the rebellious soul. It is explained as follows. Om Agyan Timurandasya Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshna Milatam Yantasme Shri Guru Vainuha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutle Samrupadam Dadati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutle Shmad Bhakti Vedan Swamiti Namne Namaste Saswati Deve Gurvani Pracharni Visheshune Vadi Pasha Deshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Srivasadi Gauri Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskritnam Chamrotnam Devin Saswati Vyasam Tato Jayam Diriyat Vancha Kalpatra Pashkripa Sindhu Vepichapatita Nam Pavna Vaishnu Vepiyo Namo Namaha Nashta Praya Shabaddashu Nityam Bhagavat Seva Bhagavati Uttam Shlokya Bhaktir Bhakti Nashtaki Vancha Kalpatra Pashkripa Sindhu Vepichapatita Pavna Vaishnu Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutle Shmat Kiriraj Swamniti Namne. So here, Queen Kunti is praying to Krishna. And in this beautiful, all the verses are wonderful. Practically the entire Bhagavad Gita, entire Bhagavatam, this is all wonderful. There is not even a single word which we can compare this is better than other. Because every word, every line, every statement is as glorious. I mean, it's taste, it's nectar. I mean, we can't say this is better or that is better. I hear Kunti is addressing Krishna. He said, Namaste Pushyam Tumavadyam. Krishna, you are the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. She is a Bhua. In Vedic culture, in Western culture, everybody is auntie and uncle. You don't know who is who. Or these days, even people don't call auntie uncle. They start calling names. Even to the father-in-laws, they address him as names. It's happening even in Indian mixed marriages now. I heard. It's a disgrace. It looks so uncultured. Calling your father-in-law by name. And not nice. But here, this example is set by Kunti Devi. Kunti Devi is Bhua. Father's sister is called Bhua. And her husband is called Pua. Different name. Mother's sister is called Masi. And her husband is called Mosa. Different. Each identify exactly what relationship is. Anyway, we won't go into that details. Here, she is addressing Krishna, O Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even he was his nephew. She did not call him nephew. She called him the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what Supreme Personality? Original. Adi Purusha. Like Brahmaji addressed. Every day we sing. Govindam Adi Purusham. You are the original. From you everything emanates. Spiritual, material, everything emanates from you. You are the origin. And not only that, she's saying, you're not only original personality, you're unaffected by the quality of material nature. This is the second, in one verse, she's addressing so many things. You're original, you're the origin, there's nobody before you. Secondly, you're unaffected by this material cosmos. And then she's saying, you are existing in within, you are existing everywhere, but you are not visible. Such a statement. You are here, but we can't see. The general living entities cannot see you, cannot perceive you. This is amazing. Four things she is mentioning in this particular verse. Now here, how Krishna is, and when Krishna perform his pastimes, that doesn't mean that he needed to impress somebody. Or he need to attract somebody. Krishna is Atma Ram. He's self-sufficient. He doesn't need anybody. Let's go first point. The first point is that Krishna is, he's everywhere. In these pastimes, in Srimad Bhagavatam, you see how he manifested the same one, this concept that he's everywhere, not at one time, not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, not five times. Again and again he performed these pastimes. How he's everywhere, still we are not convinced. What did he do? Right from the beginning, you see that how when Brahma was bewildered. And bewildered, he's stolen the cows in Vrindavan. But then he realized, my God. Krishna manifested so many, all the cows and all the calves. And then Krishna showed to Akrura. Akrura was taking Krishna and Balram to Mathura. Then deliberately Krishna, that's another pastime, but at that time he said, do you want to take a bath? This is Yamuna River here. It's so auspicious to take bath in Yamuna River. Akrura, you must be tired, uncle. You want to take a bath in Yamuna? Yeah, that's a very good suggestion, Krishna. Moment he went into the water, he saw that Krishna was in the water. So he thought, am I possessed, something wrong with me? He came out, he saw the same Krishna sitting on the chariot. Then he goes back again into the water. Then again comes back. He sees again Krishna there. He said, oh, what's happening? So then he realized, oh, this is not Krishna what I was thinking of. Krishna is, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna showed to Brahma, Krishna showed to Akrura, Krishna showed to Naradev. Naradev is in Dwarka. And when Narad went, what did he see there? He saw Krishna is in every, Krishna has got 16,108 children, and each child of Krishna had another 11 children. Each child had 11 children. So then they had a further 11 children each. So grandchildren. So you can imagine, you can keep multiplying 16,108 and 11 children, then again 11 children, then again 11 children. And each, all of them had their own palaces. And there was no electricity. Nada bhaste surya na shanku na pavuko yatkatva nivatante taddham parma mama. So this whole Dwarka was illuminated by this gemstones. This is what Krishna is. And Krishna, when Narad went there to see, Krishna was in each palace and was doing different activities. Can you imagine what to say of us? Narad is such a spiritual master of great personalities. Even Narad himself, he sees that Krishna is expanded so many places. Golok ek nivashti, akhalatma bhuto. Golok ek nivashti. Krishna is residing in the Golok Vrindavan, but akhalatma bhuto. Even all the living entities he is residing, simply for one purpose. He wants the living entity to come back. And Krishna is residing everywhere. Now one may say, alright, he can be multiplied. 11 children and further 11 children. Okay, one can have that many palaces and Krishna can. And look in the gopis when he does Ras and Maharas. And this Ras and Maharas, it's not ordinary boys and girls. That's why one can understand these pastimes of Krishna. Prabhupada told we should study word to word, page to page, cover to cover. We should not jump. Prabhupada mentioned in his lecture, don't jump. But read. Not read, but study rather. And when we read, when slowly and slowly and slowly and slowly, when we pure it completely, Nashta Prayashu Buddhishu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, then you come to the platform. Then you understand what is Krishna, what is, how does he perform his pastime. And the nectar is such, then everything else becomes completely, one becomes disgusted with the material nature. This is the proof of advancing in Krishna consciousness. We attain Krishna when we are completely disgusted with this world. This is how we should become at one time. And Krishna is when he was performing this pastime, he was not performing to attract people. He doesn't need followers. Everything belongs to him. He made it. What does he need? Does he need a nice car? Now, everyone in this world, any new car comes. Every year new car comes. They keep changing cars. And the person gets so lured. Oh, this is a better car. Now, this is a better car. Oh, there's nothing like that has ever happened. Now this is coming, that is coming. But they are nothing. It's just a piece of, Prabhupada called it what, when they sent a Rolls Royce, they asked, why are you traveling? He said, what is this? It's just a soap box? He called it, I've forgotten the exact statement he used. Huh? Something like that. He used a word. I have to find the statement, so I'm not going to quote wrongly. Something compared to like a soap, you know, like little pot. He said, what is this plastic thing, you know? It's nothing. If I'm a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so when ambassador goes, so you treat the ambassador same as the king. So Prabhupada told the press report, if I'm the ambassador, they should have a nice chariot made of gold and, you know, diamonds. So because that's how the spiritual world, we have got these chariots. So I'm his representative, this should be offered me that. But no, Prabhupada is not attached to it. So like we get attached, Krishna, now here, Kunti Devi is saying that you're unaffected by this material attractions. Why? Because he doesn't need, this is either inferior or nature anyway. What does Krishna needs? A car? A better car? No, Krishna's got nice chariots up there. So these cars are nothing. Krishna needs a house? No, nobody, no matter how rich the person is in this world, houses are nothing compared to Krishna, because Dwarka was so opulent. So Krishna is not going to be attracted by our house, that I've got a big house. And Krishna definitely not going to be attracted by our body, which is made of pus, urine, and stool. It's ugly. I was watching one documentary that's saying the parts of our body are not even same. And I noticed when I said, why the tailor is, every time he does my trousers, and why my trousers or my arms, you know, why they are different? Why don't you stitch it properly? He said, no, we done. We taken your size. And then I realized I got little, my one leg is long and one leg is short. Then I said, okay, maybe one leg is short and I can't notice it. You never noticed it. Ramana just got short arm. Then I realized even my arms are, little short. So our body is like that. Our body is not very nice. It's ugly. And I was giving him the lecture on the other day in the evening of Bhagavad Gita. I was explaining how body is so ugly. It's producing just odor. It's bad smell it produces. Nothing. We have to do brush. We have to do this, whatever, Listerine or mouthwash or something, or some, you know, elaiches or something to keep ourselves fresh and, you know, so other person doesn't. I always go. Whenever I go, I try to, you know, you take thrice taking bath. You become, otherwise you smell. This is the body. Is that Krishna is going to look for this body? No way. He's not attracted to any of the women of this material world. Look at, compared to the heavenly planets, the women's and the man, the women's are so beautiful that their body produces fragrance. We produce odor, they produce fragrance. Wherever, if they take a bath in any pond or any river, the river becomes fragrant. This is how heavenly planet is. The women's, the water becomes fragrant. A Krishna is not even attracted to the apsaras of heavenly planet. What to call of bodies, ugly bodies like us? Krishna is attracted to the love of gopis. It's not bodies, love of gopis. And Krishna expanded himself. For whom? Krishna expanded for these gopis. These gopis, who were they? When Krishna went to this Janakpur, Where Sita was, when Vishwamitra took him to Janakpur, in the Janakpur, the lady saw, he just entered the Janakpur, the ladies in the Janakpur, oh my God, such a beautiful person and so attractive, wish we could have married this man. And he smiles. Now, the gopis has got different names. There are Mithila Vasini gopis, there are Gokul Vasini gopis, and there are Ayodhya Vasini gopis, and there are Govardhan Vasini gopis, Shrutis that turn to gopis. And not only that, when Krishna was performing pastimes, the Aushadhi gopis. Aushadhi means the herbs. Okay, if you've been to Vrindavan, do you know Nidhivan Seva Kunj? Who went to Nidhivan Seva Kunj? Can you lift your hands up? You've been to you seen the sea, how the trees are? So these trees you do not find anywhere else in the Braj. Only Nidhivan and in Seva Kunj you find. And these trees are not ordinary trees. They're not ordinary bushes. So it is explained in Garga Samhita. If you read Garga Samhita, at the time of rasa dance, how the these Aushadis, they turned into the ladies in the night. When you go to Vrindavan, they say, no? And this is not just some imagination, because they done so much tapasya in their previous births, that they taken birth in Vrindavan. Going to Vrindavan is not an easy. Staying in Vrindavan is not uneasy. Vrindavan, even Prabhupada, when he was in Rishikesh, he said, from nowhere, Prabhupada knew the time is up. Then at that time he told devotees, and he said, well, now if it's a time up, now it's time is up. Now if we need to go, let's go to Vrindavan and leave the body in Vrindavan. So when Krishna was going this, at that time Krishna, that these bushes, aushadis, actually aushadi mean herbs. So these aushadis in Braj, moment they saw Krishna, they turned into the gopis, and this is how Krishna performed rasa dance with them. Not out of ballroom dance, which Prabhupada explained in the, he said, what is this ballroom dance? This is nothing. It actually originated from Krishna's pastimes. This modern ballroom dance, everything comes from Krishna. Now Krishna was performing for whom? Performing for these gopis. Why are they performing for gopis? Because of love for them. Not this which we call lust. They prayed thousands of time. You know, Dandak forest, rishis prayed to become the, now they become, when they became, Krishna performed this rasa dance for them. And when Krishna performed, we don't discuss this, but we can sometimes, this is the verse which has come up. Where Krishna was performing this rasa dance for the love for these gopis. Not for any other, that Krishna was attracted that way. They were thinking they want to satisfy Krishna, but Krishna was thinking he want to satisfy them. If you go to Tirupati Balaji, how many people have been to Tirupati Balaji? Can you lift your hands up? A little more. I can't see you. Don't shy. Great. They call over, when you go there, there's a story that Srinivas is in, yeah, Padmavati, and Srinivas, when Vishnu appeared over there as Srinivas, so he went to Agastya Muni. Agastya Muni was meditating nearby. So Srinivasan went, he said to Agastya Muni, I have, and Agastya Muni, moment he came, because he was very elevated soul, so immediately he realized, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, so he paid his obeisances to him. He says, such a great fortune that the Supreme Personality came to my ashram. Oh, what can I do for you? So immediately he said, I have taken a birth. I have come here and I'm going to perform some human activities and to, you know, in this Kali Yuga. Now I need a cow. And you have got beautiful cows. You give me one of your cow so I can take milk every day from this cow. Now Agastya Muni was a little clever. He knew. He said, okay, I have seen the Vishnu. He wanted to see his wife. He said, my lord, yes, I can give you cow. No problem. But actually in the scripture, it's better if you want to beg for a cow, one should go with his wife. A Brahman should always go with his wife to beg for a cow. Now you have come alone, I think you should bring Padmavati with you. If you bring Padmavati with you, then I want to give you cow. Actually he wanted to see Lakshmi as well. He wanted to see together. A devotee's purpose is not to see Krishna alone. Krishna with his energy, Krishna with Radha and Krishna. And first name is explained, whenever you see, we call Sita Ram. We call Lakshmi Narayan. We call Radha Krishna. We call Hare Krishna. First is energy. Krishna is not alone. We cannot worship. Not like a Mayavadis. Okay, I want Krishna. Only Krishna. Rest I don't want. No, no. No. Krishna comes along with his devotees. With his paraphernalia. So Agastya Muni was very expert. So he said, well, What a good opportunity, Krishna. If I, now Vishnu, you have come, so kindly come with Lakshmi. I'll be very happy. He said, okay. So moment Srinivasan came with the Padmavati, and when he came, at that time, for a few seconds, he went to take a bath in a river. So the servant was, his disciple was there. So he asked, he said, oh, I am Srinivas, and your guru promised to give me a cow. So you give me a cow? Now the servant didn't know what to do. So foolishly he said, well, I can't. My guru is not here. How can I give it to you? He said, I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, you may be Supreme Personality of Godhead, but I can't do without the agya of a guru. He said, okay. So he returned. Moment he returned, and immediately August Muni came. So the disciple told Guru Maharaj, this is what happened, and he told him off. He said, you fool. He should have given him. A Supreme Personality of Godhead has come personally, and you didn't do it. Such a fool. So he told him off, and immediately he'd taken the cow, he ran after him. Now cow is the word in Tamil is called gav. So in the mean take it. So he came with the cow, he ran after the Supreme Personality of God, and he said, gav in the, gav in the, gav in the, take the cow, take the cow. So he was keep calling him gav in the, gav in the, gav in the, but he was more running fast because he is not hungry for a cow. He can produce so many cows. But when he ran with the so love, gav in the, so eventually it became Govinda. So when he got start calling with love, oh Govinda, and immediately he turned. So that's why when you go to Tirupati Balaji, what do they call over there? You know, you stand in queues, what do you call? That's why they call Govinda. Why call Govinda? Because the Vishnu even immediately came back to his, oh my God. Then he remembered Vrindavan. This Tirupati Balaji, then he realized when he called him Govinda, so his mind went to Vrindavan. This is the beauty of Vrindavan. So immediately, oh, you're calling me Govinda, now I'm bound with your love. So he stopped. So Krishna is, we can bind Krishna with our love. The gopis done it. And Krishna, when he manifests, like I mentioned again so many times today, that Krishna is not looking for followers. Krishna is not looking for so he wants to impress somebody. Right word is. When he shows his opulences, he doesn't need to impress somebody. Generally people, under the influence of material nature, they try to impress others. Oh, I am a good, even in mundane or in the spiritual organizations. Impress. You go to any company, everybody is working hard to impress their superiors. If I impress them, then I'll get my way. Krishna doesn't need to do that. Name karman limbanti, name karam sapraha, name karam phale sapraha, etimam jo bijanati, karam bindusa vidyate. Karma does not affect Krishna. And Krishna says in Gita, he said, anybody who knows this, even he is free from the karma. And Krishna is doing everything for the out of love for his devotees. And again and again and again. Because he's bound with the love. Krishna doesn't need even Lakshmi. He produces Padmanabh, we call it Om Padmanabhaya Namaha. Every day, put tilak on. Padmanabh. Krishna produces the lotus flower without the help of Lakshmiji right over there. I don't need you. I can produce. Not out of arrogance, he just produced. And he created a Brahma from there. Without the help of female. This is Krishna is. This is Vishnu. And he is residing everywhere simply out of love. He entered into the womb of Uttara out of love. She cried. She called Krishna. He appeared in the form of a sari to Draupadi out of love. So what really Krishna need is not, Krishna doesn't need us, we need Krishna. Because we are originally part and parcel of Krishna. Now we have to, this Krishna consciousness is not something outside. There's another beauty with that. I've given this example 2-3 times recently. I don't know if I heard here or not. It's like a person is like a carrot in front of a donkey's face. You hang a carrot in front of donkey's face. He can keep going. You know, he can keep walking. Jai Shri Radha Gokulan Ji Ki Jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai, Shri Gonadai Ki Jai. So Krishna, we need Krishna, and how can I establish my relationship with Krishna? What should I do? What should I do? Bow, very simple process. Krishna is within us. Carrot is, the donkey is walking and walking, and he can never catch a carrot because carrot is only 1 foot away from his mouth. But he can never catch it. That's exactly how the material achievements are. 6 months ago, they said, they like same thing. You buy another, you buy this car, and this car becomes inferior in another 5 years, 10 years. Everything becomes inferior. You can never get satisfied. Satisfaction cannot be achieved with this. Bhuktaram yaktapsam sarvaloka maheshram. The person comes to understand the peace formula, Prabhupada said. The fifth chapter, isn't it? Last verse of fifth chapter. That is the peace formula. Understanding that Krishna is the whole enjoyer. And we have to establish our relationship with Krishna. It's not, we are taking Krishna as a granted. Krishna is not what we are thinking. If we have understood Krishna, we should be disgusted with the material world. And actually that is the advancement of Krishna consciousness. That is the advancement of, more you advance in Krishna consciousness, what is the proof? They asked Prabhupada. More we detach from the material attachments, and attachment to Krishna, that is real. You can see. Nirmutta Sranam Satam. 100% pure hearted. They can know me in actuality, what I am. Second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, right from the beginning. Nirmutta Sranam Satam. Devotees who can understand 100%. Shuddha Sattvam, we have to come to the mode of goodness. One cannot understand Krishna unless we come to the mode of goodness. It's impossible. You cannot do it. Prabhupada explained in one of his lectures, he said, it's not, you cannot, you have to come to the platform of goodness to understand Krishna. One has to become a Brahman to understand. That means not superficially taking birth in Brahman family. Rather, Brahmanical qualities. What are the qualities in Gita 18 chapter? Samadhamastavashocham shantarajvevcham jnanam jnanam astikam brahmakaram sabhavajam. One has to come to this platform, this quality. If you don't develop, impossible. Cannot understand Krishna. You cannot enter into understanding Krishna. Brahmanical qualities. Thrice taking bath. People even don't wash hands when they go to toilets. They put hand under water only. It's filthy, it's moochy. It's dirty. When we were young, our mother used to, if we touch the door of a toilet, she used to tell us, go, wash hand with the dirt. You know, with the mud. In olden time, it was mud and the rock. We used to do that. They said, then choose a soap. Don't touch your soap. Dirty. Hygienically, go to the hospital. They say to you, wash hands like this. You know that? They teach you. hygienically. Very unhygienical is no shuddham. One should clean the body. First taking bath. This is brahminical quality. Then detachment from this body. Like I told you, this ugly body. We cannot expect Krishna, I'm chanting for 40 years, okay, at the age of 65 getting married. What's the point? What need is there for a body is filthy and getting ugly after 60, 50, 65 and getting married, still attracted to the woman? Oh, or vice versa? Cannot attain Krishna in that sort of mentality. Krishna can be attained simply when we come to Shuddh Sattvam. Prabhupada says, Shuddh Sattvam in Golok Vrindavan. This is Krishna consciousness. Out of love, Krishna is Raj Vidya Raj Goyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam. Most secret of secrets. You think Krishna can be attained so easily? No. Formula is given. It is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he is told fallen souls, no matter who you are, simply chant Hare Krishna and you can attain me. See, what a mercy. What is the verse we sing? There's the one verse we sing for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadanyaye Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaye Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvisha. Don't take it so cheap, please. Prabhupada worked so hard. Vedavyas worked so hard. Vedavyas translated these books. For whom? For the living entities. Our six Goswamis worked hard. Our Goswamis, Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottamdas Thakur. Look at the verse I was singing today. I was thinking, oh my God, each word you sing every day. A devotee asked me to sing today. I was thinking, my God, I was amazed. I don't know why. I was just amazed. With each word has got such a power. And Sri Narottamdas Thakur composed these verses. And these are not verses like if some poetry, I have written some poetry and I will be have so many hits in Amazon or something, then I will have a certificate, oh, I have done this. This is Maya. It will be forgotten. All the Amazon will be forgotten in due course of time. All Facebooks will be forgotten in due course of time. In 50 years, 100 years, nobody will know who you are, how many clicks you had on Facebook, how many likes you had on Facebook. Nobody gonna bother. When they written this is they had their love for their guru. This is how you read that. Each verse of love for his guru. These devotees, when they compose these verses, they compose out of love for Krishna. So we can understand that. Read Bhagavad Gita every day. I've seen, heard one thing which is new, which I never knew before. Devotees, oh, I read Gita. How many years you've been chanting? Oh, 25 years. How many times you read Gita? I read one twice. Now I'm reading Bhagavatam, I'm reading CC. What about Gita? Oh, I don't read that. Why? You think Gita is less important than Bhagavatam? Come on. Krishna spoke 5,000 years ago personally. And Prabhupada set up the system, read Bhagavatam in the morning and Gita in the evening. Isn't it? For what he written? You think that what reading Gita two times you will know Gita? You will never know Gita. Gita cannot be read, cannot be understood. Gita has to be relished every day. Every day Gita should be relished. It's the same, oh, I think this is too philosophy, Prabhu. I like to read some stories. Then you don't know about Gita. Gita is relished by Shiva. He asked Parvati, how come you are so pure? You got crematorium ashes on, you got snakes, you got bichus, you know, scorpions. What makes you auspicious Shiva, Om Namo Shivaya, Shivaya, all you auspicious. How come you become auspicious? Oh, Devi, you want to know the secret? Oh, yes, I meditate on the verses of Gita every day. 24 hours, not every day, sorry, 24 hours. Nityam, I meditate these verses of Gita. And with that verses of Gita, people are calling me Shiva. So we must read Gita every day. Along with Bhagavatam, Gita, we should read every day, without fail. If you miss one day, make a life. Make a commitment with a life. Okay, I'm going to read every day. Read every day. It's beautiful. Gita, Bhagavatam, and these are for us. And when you read every day, a relish will enter into you. It'll become, eventually, you have a coat of Gita. You know, we have paint. When you paint a room, you have a little coat, you can't really see. Say, oh my God. And you have one more coat. And when the coat comes more, then it becomes, oh, this looks very nice now. We have to coat our heart with Gita. And what happens? This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means we sit with devotees, chant Hare Krishna, study, read, discuss, and then we can only think of Murli Vala Krishna. That's all. That's all we have to meditate on. And when we come to that platform, then what happens? Then world becomes disgusted. It's already disgusted anyway. Before death, we have to come to this somehow or other. And if we don't, have to take birth again. And have to go to the same process again. So difficult. And we take birth again, but when you become a devotee, if you become a devotee, even then you have to take birth again, then there is no problem. Because you're not attached to the world anyway. Name karmani limbanti, name karam phule sapraha. Janam karam cha divyam yo veti tatvada tyaktava deham punar janam yeti mameti so kaunte. Because he is already with Krishna. So when devotee's ultimate goal of Krishna is not going to go back to Godhead, but the proper use of words, but the real goal is how we establish our relationship with Krishna. Once the relationship is established, Neha vikram na ashosti vatvayona vitte. There is no loss. It's not going to decrease. It's going to remain there. And rather it will become more and more and more. Somebody asked Prabhupada, we are chanting Hare Krishna. What about when we go back to Godhead? Then what will happen? What we will do there? Prabhupada said, then you go and they chant more for Hare Krishna there. So we are chanting here Hare Krishna. And then we go, then we chant more Hare Krishna. And when you chant more Hare Krishna, then what happens? Then we chant more Hare Krishna. And the more Hare Krishna, the more and the more and more, and that's what it is. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada said, I written all these books simply to convince you to chant Hare Krishna. So this is the medium. This is the beginning. Chanting Hare Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna is the middle. Chanting Hare Krishna is the goal. And Krishna is not far. Krishna is Nam Nam Kari Bahuda Nishak Shakti Tatrapit Nirmita Smriti.